Tom.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features, which include you controlling the content of the site. You can go and submit what you want right there to the front page. So whatever it is that you think is interesting, maybe it's a news article, YouTube video, something fun, whatever you want, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, you submit it. And then it'll be subject to voting. Others can vote it up or down. You can vote on things, too. And then we'll know what you think's interesting. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Joan is back with us. I put Joan on hold because she had to go turn down her radio, and I just didn't want to just wait through that. So, Joan, I appreciate your patience. I appreciate you calling back. Because I'd asked a question from you before. You were talking about something you've been dealing with for 40 years, and you were kind of vague about that. Could you give me a little bit more information on what that is?
Well, I'm vague about it because the things that have been done to me are extremely dangerous. I was in Japan with my husband in the Navy and had a rule changed in 1972 that said wives could come for one 60-day visit and had to go home. And I said, boy, we're not going home. The Vietnam War is over, and we were loaned to the Marine Corps for our work that year. I called my friend in Baltimore, who's a lawyer, and said, this is happening. We went to see the Secretary of the Navy. And
I can barely understand what you're saying. I apologize. Are you talking right into your phone?
I just got put on the harassment list by a mad general who didn't like me changing a rule. And for 40 years, I have been gang stalked, and every 24/7... have been harassed and surveyed. People think surveillance...
Because you broke a rule of the military, they've harassed you for 40 years?
No, I didn't break a rule. I had a rule legally changed.
Okay. So it seems like somebody's not forgiving. This general has to be dead now, right? I mean, that seems... It seems really strange that... Yes, ma'am? I'm sorry.
No, never mind. I'm not kidding.
All right, Joan, thanks for the call tonight. Well, never mind then. 855-450-FREE. I don't believe that seems pretty unbelievable.
Maybe.
I mean, that you'd be gang stalked for 40 years, whatever that means.
I certainly didn't get the whole story. I don't know, but I also know that it's sometimes you can just kind of keep on putting things together and come up with a theory that isn't correct. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if you're paranoid, you think everybody's out to get you, and it sounds
you're only
like,
paranoid if you're wrong.
Maybe she's telling the truth. I don't know. Let's go to John in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, John. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the whole comparison to corporate spying and the NSA spying, or government spying in general.
Okay.
The main difference I see is if a corporation is spying on you, one, they're doing it for their vested interest, but, ideally money. And if it goes too far, you can get government intervention or, public intervention, assuming that the government isn't with them. However, when the government's spying, there is really no limit because they can change the laws as they see fit, for the most part.
Well, the other thing with corporations, before you go on, is not that they're not kept in check by the fact that the government exists. As you pointed out, a lot of them are allied with the government. The corporations are kept in check by individuals who can choose to not do business with them. So as long as I'm not being forced to do business with them.
I agree to a point. However, the law does play a fact of a role in all of that. And
yeah, in a lot of cases, it forces me to do business with corporations.
Agreed. Now, going back to the whole government thing, the government spying, what really benefits from that? It's really just a means of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Basically to repress the people. It really serves no purpose for the safety of the people, especially given a current situation with the NSA spying on foreign individuals.
What has the NSA ever done for me? Nothing. I don't want their services.
I feel absolutely no safer. As a matter of fact, I feel more in danger now with the NSA spying on people overseas, even if it is to thwart terrorism. What good comes from that?
I wonder how Angela Merkel feels about that in her cell phone.
You know, there were examples of these NSA agents who were utilizing their abilities to look up lovers. So, I mean, the idea that it's just to thwart terrorism is nothing more than a cover story. These people have power, and they can use that to do whatever they darn well please, so long as they don't get caught.
Agreed. Agreed. And the worst part is, with absolute power comes absolute corruption.
Yep.
And that's been proven every time that someone has had absolute power. And it's no different now than it ever has been. And every individual in the NSA, with the exception of those few that do blow the whistle, such as Edward Snowden, it takes those individuals to come forth to really expose what kind of corruption is in the federal government. And it's not just limited to the NSA. I mean, it's running rampant within the Senate, the House, the the White House itself. It's just incredible. And to know that the government, and I dare say just about every major political figure, is either turning a blind eye to it or, you know, just...
Or scared to do anything about it. I mean, if you were a politician with a spine, which those really don't generally exist, then you might be afraid to do something about the NSA because they likely have files on you, and most politicians have some sort of dirty laundry they don't want aired, so they could easily have all of that leveraged against them in order to keep them quiet or in order to have them do political favors and so on and so forth. Thanks, John, for the call. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I don't really want the services of the NSA. I have no interest in any of the federal government services. They don't do anything for me. They do, I agree with the caller, they do put us in greater danger by their actions, not just the NSA, but the government in general. They are the ones who are warmongering. They're the ones who are going around the world killing innocent people. And that doesn't help keep people safe. You know, one of my favorite examples of this idea that it's just about protecting people from terrorism. We're here to protect you.
Well, from washingtonsblog.com, it says proof that the NSA spying is not very focused on terrorism. So
we can get to that here in a moment. But a great example of that, like a real-life example of the power going to people's heads, was Penn & Teller's BS. They have this great TV show that lasted, I think, 8 seasons. Penn & Teller's BS was originally on Showtime. You can grab it online, DVD, etc. Highly recommended. But there was one of them that was, I think, titled Homeland Security. And in this particular episode, they set up a surveillance van outside of a home. And they brought in hirees, people that they'd hired with, you know, a newspaper ad or something like that. Working Homeland Security or something. That was kind of what they thought they were working for. They thought they were doing a governmental job.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought these people in. Have you seen this episode, Mark?
No, I've seen a lot of them, but I haven't seen this one.
So they brought these newbies into this job. They sit them in this command center thing, this van parked out in front of somebody's house. And their job was to monitor this one house in particular. So your job is to monitor because there's somebody in there that we want to keep an eye on, and he may try to leave tonight, and if he leaves, we need to know about it. So if you see him leave, then, you know, radio on your two-way here and let us know that this person has left the house. So pretty simple task,
yeah.
Right? You sit there all night, you monitor the guy's house, and if he leaves, then you let the boss know. So what they ended up doing was the house next door to the one that they were supposed to be monitoring. There was some attractive lady in that particular house and a guy, and the attractive lady and the guy started to kiss and started to, you know, get into whatever, some sort of sexual activity with one another. And sure enough, almost everybody that was supposed to be keeping an eye on the criminal's house or the suspected terrorist's house, they just moved their little camera because they could pan the camera, right? They could pan and zoom with the camera. They pan the camera on over.
A lot more interesting to go ahead and see the people scrumping in next door.
And zoom right in on that. So almost every one of them missed the dude leaving the house while they were, you know, watching the sex going on. So it wasn't that they'd started the job with the intention to be corrupt. They started the job thinking they were going to help their country or whatever. But then when the chance to watch somebody have sex came up, all the other responsibilities went right out the window. So I thought that was a fun version of how power can go to people's heads. 855-450-FREE. But boy, it certainly does. And there's a lot of scientific evidence for that. Mark, we'll get to your story here in moments. Also, your calls as well are welcome about what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to med5.com. That's medfive.com and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at medfive.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site. Archives, we got them. You can go back to 2006. Download as many as you want. Free. freetalklive.com.
We spoke in the last hour about Bitcoins and how to, you know, get a Bitcoin wallet for free at blockchain.info. Well, there's two things you need in order to have Bitcoins. You need a wallet, and then you need to buy Bitcoins. So to do that, you go to cashintocoins.com. It's the easiest, fastest, safest way to get yourself some Bitcoins. You go there. It's legal, completely legal. A lot of people are worried about legalities when it comes to Bitcoins. Inexpensive, and the customer service is their top priority. All you need in your town is a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. You want to call ahead, make sure they've got shared branching. You don't want to just go down there and hope that they do. You deposit the money, and in a few minutes to a couple of hours, you get your Bitcoins. I want to tell you about the fact that they are registered, a registered MSB with the U.S. government, and they are one of the very few ways to get Bitcoins legally as far as the government's concerned. They've got all their financial documents and each transaction's accounted for, and they have to go and undergo periodic third-party audits. It's cashintocoins.com. And coming up this Wednesday, they got 1% fee on all orders. It's 1% Wednesday. Really low rates. When I say all orders, I should say all orders over $40, because any order under $40...
Any day
is free at cashintocoins.com.
It's amazing. Cashintocoins.com. I'm a big fan of that. All right, so 855-450-FREE. Again, that's the toll-free number. We are doing the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Mark, I know there was something that you wanted to share, I guess, further on this discussion of corporate spying slash NSA spying.
Not too much, but there's at washingtonsblog.com, there's a great point that's made there about sort of the point of the NSA spying. It's recently been revealed, and you know, you've seen it in the news this week, that the NSA has been spying on such European leaders as Germany, Brazil, Mexico, the EU, G20. These people have no ties to Al Qaeda, none, and that makes it pretty obvious that the NSA is certainly not focusing all their efforts. The reason for this is
they're spying for the sake of spying.
They're spying because they're spies. They're not spying because they're trying to get Al Qaeda. They may or may not try to get Al Qaeda in the process, certainly. But let's not be fooled as to why the spies are spying. So there you go. That's the point.
All right. So there's that news, and then in other horrifying news, this is a story from the Washington Times, and I think that freedom of speech is really important. I mean, obviously, I think freedom of speech is important. I get on the radio and I yap for a living. But I'm also somebody who believes in everybody's freedoms. So I think your freedom of speech is important. Even if you're saying something I don't agree with. I also think your right to bear arms is important, and your right to privacy, and all the other things that are supposed to be your right and that are supposedly incontrovertible rights. Now, there's no doubt, supposedly, about these things. They were written down in the Constitution. The Bill of Rights are supposed to be very, very important. They're the first 10. They're so important. And they just keep getting ignored. They just keep getting sidelined. They just keep getting just treated like dirt. And here's the latest episode of this from WashingtonTimes.com involving one of their reporters having her home raided, having her files seized. Why? Well, the excuse is absolutely ludicrous. Let me get into the story here, and you'll learn very quickly what's going on here. Maryland State Police and federal agents, this, by the way, published yesterday. This is fresh news. Federal agents used a search warrant in an unrelated criminal investigation to seize the private reporting files of an award-winning former investigative journalist for the Washington Times, who had exposed problems in the Homeland Security Department's Federal Air Marshal Service.
Ah. Hmm. Yeah, so, there you go. You point out a little government incompetence, and you're going to get hassled.
Right. You report critical of the state, they come after you. But in this case, the warrant didn't have anything to do with her. I'll tell you more. Reporter Audrey Hudson said the investigators, who included an agent for the Homeland Security's Coast Guard Service, took her private notes and government documents that she had obtained under the Freedom of Information Act during a pre-dawn raid of her family home.
They're pretty serious.
The documents, some of which chronicled her sources and work at the Times about problems inside the Homeland Security Department, were seized under a warrant to search for unregistered firearms and a potato gun.
A potato gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard of a potato gun before.
Yes.
There are plans online you can use to build one of these things. Supposedly launches a potato really, really far. I've never used one personally, but my friends built something similar to that when I was a kid. So who were they after exactly? Was it her potato gun? No. They suspected the potato gun belonged to her husband, Paul Flanagan, who also happens to be a Coast Guard employee. So Mr. Flanagan has not been charged with any wrongdoing since the raid. Now, I don't know if that means that they didn't find the potato gun. The warrant obtained by the Times offered no specific permission to seize reporting notes.
What kind of country do we live in when a potato gun is illegal?
The Washington
Times. It's not like you can't carry one of these things concealed.
But we are talking about Maryland, which I don't imagine is the freest place as far as gun possessions and potato guns. Anyway, the Washington Times says it is preparing legal action to fight what it called unwarranted intrusion on the First Amendment because the warrant had nothing in it about seizing files. They were supposed to go in and take guns. And they went in and they took this lady's files about her work with the Washington Times.
That sounds like breaking the Constitution to me.
Sure. While we appreciate law enforcement's right to investigate legitimate concerns, said their editor, the Times, there is no reason for agents to use an unrelated gun case to seize the First Amendment-protected materials of a reporter. This violates the very premise of a free press, and it raises additional concerns when one of the seizing agencies was a frequent target of the reporter's work. Homeland's conduct in seizing privileged reporters' notes and Freedom of Information Act documents raises serious Fourth Amendment issues, and our lawyers are preparing an appropriate legal response. Maryland State Police declined to comment, except to say that evidence and information developed during this investigation is currently under review by both the Arundel County State's Attorney's Office and the United States Attorney's Office, and that a determination is yet to be made on any charges. The Coast Guard confirmed it seized and reviewed Ms. Hudson's documents, but insisted it did nothing wrong. The spokesbureaucrat for the Coast Guard's investigative service.
That's the really nice thing about working for the government. You can never do anything wrong.
He said that they were involved in the case because Mr. Flanagan is a Coast Guard employee. During a search of the home, they did discover government documents labeled FOYO, which stands for For Official Use Only, and LES, Law Enforcement Sensitive. Quote, the files that contain these documents were cataloged on the search warrant inventory and then taken from the premises. These documents were reviewed with the source agency and determined to be obtained properly through the Freedom of Information Act. Mr. Hudson, or Ms. Hudson, rather, described a harrowing ordeal the morning that her family home was raided. The agents, who had arrived at a 4:30 a.m. time slot in full body armor, collected several small arms during the raid, although no charges have been filed against Mr. Flanagan during the nearly 3 months since. Ms. Hudson, who's 50, says that while the authorities were raiding her home, Coast Guard investigator Miguel Bosch, who worked formerly at the Marshal Service, began asking questions about whether she was the same Audrey Hudson who had written the Air Marshal stories. Seems pretty transparent that they were after this lady. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. How do you feel about this?
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tis the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your calls about absolutely anything that we includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features for free. Bulletin board systems included. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com's got the name brands you want at rock bottom prices. Every time I've ever purchased anything from Man Venture, I've always gotten what I've found to be the lowest deal. I look around the internet, I comparison shop, I've got to look out for my listeners. Every time, Man Venture's always the lowest. So go check them out, whether you're looking for handguns or long guns or, you know, some kind of firearm accessory, or you're looking for tents, apparel, boating equipment, water purification, fish finders, optics, or, you know, air guns or archery, flashlights. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. And they've likely got the lowest price you're going to be able to find anywhere. Go check for yourself before you buy anywhere else. Manventureoutpost.com.
Let's go to the phones here. We can tell you more about this reporter that got raided, but I want to get your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. John, you're on from South Carolina, or actually North Carolina in your case, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Good evening, fellas.
It's morning somewhere.
It's morning in Guam.
True. A while ago, there was a brief touch on how the two-party system were kind of entrenched with that setup because just the way they're going to watch each other's back. I think that really something the American people, and first of all, guys, I'm not really a drama kind of guy. I've always loved poli-sci. I find political science fascinating. And one thing I have noticed is we've got to come up with a realistic third party. And what I mean by that is that two's company, three's a crowd. And the way the country seems to be going now, and I don't want to insult anyone, and I'm really not trying to be cruel or anything, but if you look at how polarized the two parties have become, it looks like, to an extent, the Republicans still have their main body of voters is grassroots America, and it's predominantly white, predominantly Christian. What the Democrats have been successfully doing is they, and I've been a Democrat since 72, what they appear to be doing is they're getting like a conglomerate of special interest groups and letting them have everything they want. And we'll go ahead and leave that at that. But what I was thinking in the scenario is we need to come up with a third party, and it needs to be the American Independent Party, or AIP as in eight. And we need to ask ourselves, who do you want to represent us? Do you want a jackass? Do you want Dumbo? Or do you want King Kong to watch your back? I was on the Internet, and I was just curious, and I pulled up the nominations of our founding fathers. And I, by that, I just basically meant the gentleman who instituted our main documents to get this country started. And every one, there was 204 men mentioned. Every one spread out over about, oh, God, maybe 14 denominations, Protestant, everything from Lutheran to Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, and all, Anglican, whatever. There was not one atheist in the group. There was not one agnostic in the group. And the guys, you know, I think it, to a large extent of it is our nation. We're really turning away from God. Everything from no
well, hold on a second. Weren't there a bunch of deists founding
the
fathers?
The founding fathers. I mean, Thomas Jefferson deist, Ben Franklin deist. And certainly there's a very good chance that Adams was a deist, and maybe even Washington a deist.
I will acknowledge that. I did not spend like an extensive amount of time vetting this out, so to speak.
Well, Mark, can you explain what a deist is for anybody listening that doesn't know?
Yeah, I guess I probably should have done that. A deist is a person who may believe in the existence of a god, but they believe that God created the universe and then kind of left it alone.
But set it and forget it, God.
Right. Like, he created the rules. Like, maybe he created morals and the way that those things operate, you know, humans operate within morals, and I don't have any clue on that. But then after that, it's just kind of on its own.
I can subscribe to that. I can accept that, certainly.
So are you proposing a theologically based third party?
No, I am not. I am suggesting that everyone needs to find the good Lord in their own way. And for me personally, it's through the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
If you look, just for example, while we're hashing this out, if you look at Islam, look at the teachings of Jesus Christ. The man was as probably as poor a man at the time as a man could be. He probably had two sandals, two cloaks, two robes, and that was basically his life, as opposed to Muhammad, who was a very wealthy man. Christ, his greatest outburst of anger was probably, you know, by the, according to the Bible, was when he chased the money changers and the merchants around the Solomon's temple that were doing transactions for sacrifice. Muhammad, by an Islamist historian, is credited with somewhere between 700 and 900, we'll just go with the mean and call it 800, POW, so to speak, that were Israelis, Hebrew, let's say, had a trench dug, had each of those men led down into that trench and beheaded each one of them. Now, that's going to be a serious threat for us down the road. I'm not saying...
All right, I can't rebut immediately what you just claimed. I have done some studying of Islam. I have read the Quran. And I've read us, you know, read some history on Muhammad, and I know that there are certain instances where men were trying to kill him, and he set them free because the war was over. And there are certain tenets within Islam that do not jive with the kind of commonly understood or misunderstood claims that are made on Fox News and other places like that, where people get on the air and they basically just lie through their teeth about this particular religion. One of the main tenets of Islam is if you're being attacked, you have the right to defend yourself. But as soon as that attacker ends their attack and they turn around to leave, you can't go after them. That's the end of the violence. That you cannot retaliate if you are a true Muslim.
I can see that, and I certainly believe you. But what I'm getting at is the tendency more toward extreme forms of behavior, like, for example, how it's when our guys were guarding the Saudi Arabian border before we went into Iraq, there could not be a chapel tent with a cross on top of it. There were not allowed to be any Christmas trees while that was going on on the bases.
Well, that's true, but let's not forget that that's sort of recent history. Before the United States had a great deal of influence in the region, you saw a lot of progression in the areas of the Middle East, including Tehran and Baghdad and Kabul. All these places were doing pretty well, but once the destabilization came from the CIA of entering in the Shah, and then the United States government keeping in power dictators, sheikhs, like the kings of Saudi Arabia. I mean, can you imagine an organization, a Christian republic that fought its revolution against a king, keeping in power a hierarchical king in the Middle East?
Oh, absolutely. Again, that's why, you know, that's a very valid point. But what I'm trying to say is that we basically have gravitated toward being in the past. Well, okay, guys, let's put it this way. I will go ahead and mess up. I'm 1 year away from turning 60. So when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, man, we were putting our first guys up there in the orbit. It was a great time to be alive. No one locked their doors. No one really lived in fear, which brings up another interesting point. Back in the mid-70s when I was at university, we had a Professor Nagy, Jason Nagy, and Campus legend had it that his brother was Armand Nagy, the Hungarian prime minister that was assassinated during the Hungarian Revolution. He asked us one day during lecture, he says, "What is your greatest freedom here in America?" Of course, we all start raising our hands, give them standard pat answers.
Stand by, right. John. We'll bring you back, let you answer that question here in a moment.
What is the greatest freedom?
That's a darn good question. What is the greatest freedom? We'll find out here, maybe. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to 3 quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, moments remain here. Enough time, perhaps, for you and your thoughts if you dial in toll-free now at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up in less than a week, Keenvention is happening. This time next week, we will be in the middle of Keenvention. It is the opportunity that you have during the fall to come to New Hampshire and meet up with dozens of the activists that you've heard us talk about on this very radio program, people who are actually out there doing things to accomplish liberty in our lifetime. Keenvention is going to be an experimental convention this year. It's going to be intimate. Intimate means there's not a whole lot of people that will be attending. But there are about 90. There are at least 90 people who are confirmed with registrations for the event. And that does include the speakers. So the total event size is probably going to be around 100 people, which I'm pretty excited about. Glad to have as many people have signed up for this as have done so. The hotel can really only hold about 300 people in their ballroom. So there's not much more expanding that the event can do over the years. So hopefully we'll continue to remain an intimate event where you can get to know some of the activists that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, some New Hampshire native activists as well that are making a difference. Because we talk a lot about the Free State Project on this program, the idea of moving people who love liberty all together to the same place and having them get active. And the Free State Project actually puts on its own convention in the wintertime, and we'll likely be attending that, as we do every year. It's called the Liberty Forum. And the Liberty Forum is great. Don't get me wrong. I highly recommend if you can attend that, you should attend it. But the Liberty Forum has all these fancy speakers from all over the country that'll come in and talk, like, you know, big-name folks in the Liberty Movement. I don't want to focus on fancy speakers. I want the activists to have all the stage time. And so that's what the focus of Keenvention is going to be. It's going to be focused on activism. It's by activists, for activists, and for those who fancy themselves activists, somebody who wants to become an activist. A lot of people who moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, they've never done a whit of activism in their lives. In a lot of cases, this is their first chance. This is the first time they felt comfortable enough to do activism. So come on up and learn from the best. Learn from the experts, the people who are really out there doing it. We've got everything from legislative panel to civil disobedience to speakers. The president of the Free State Project, Carly Garrick, will be there speaking. We've got an ex-jail guard who's coming out to speak. He used to work at the jail here in town, and now he's going to be coming out to close out the ceremony on Sunday. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. There's going to be VIP dinners and lunches at Mandrick's house, which is really cool. We've talked about Mandrick's famous baklava here on Free Talk Live a number of times in the past.
Well, Mandrick with no C in Mandrick.
You'll get to have Mandrick's famous baklava in Mandrick's kitchen, which is, I think, extra cool. So go to keyinvention.info, learn more about the event, and we'll continue here. John, we've got just a short amount of time here to have you finish up your point. You said it was a college class you were in, and the question was asked, what is the greatest freedom in America?
Yes, and very quickly, thank you so much for giving me so much time to stand on the soapbox. But yes, we start getting the standard answers, hand shot up, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble, blah, blah. He kept shaking his head patiently no, and he stopped us. He said, your greatest freedom here in America is the freedom from fear.
He the said, freedom from beer?
Fear.
Oh, fear.
He said, you have no idea how many nations that they'll knock on your door in the middle of the night and say, come with us. And if you don't go, not only will they end up...
When was this? How long ago was this class?
The 70s.
This was the 70s?
This was top of the 70s, around 70.
My, how things have changed.
Yeah,
thank you, John.
I never heard of the Red Scare.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of fear out there. That's how the government rules, is by fear. You either do what they say or they come for you. Just like they did with this lady. They came to her house at 4:30 in the morning. This reporter we were talking about earlier in the hour from the Washington Times, they came to her house at 4:30 in the morning, raided her home with an armed raid with the police so they could collect files. They wanted to take her notes from being a reporter because she had reported critically about the Department of Homeland Security. There's plenty of fear here in the United States.
Department of Homeland Security has come down on quite a few people who've written stuff that's questioning or disparaging of them. These people know they're incompetent, and these people know that the people that point out incompetence are reporters. Reporters, the press, are a danger to specifically the Department of Homeland Security, but the government generally around the world.
You know, the freedom.
By the way, the United States ranks in about about 40 last I saw on press freedom. I mean, the United States should be number one for press freedom in the world, at least in the top 10. I mean, we're the ones who wrote it down. We were first. Nope, not even close.
You know, the freedom I'd like to have, Mark, that we don't, and what I think could be the most important freedom, if we could actually have it.
The freedom to contract?
Would be the freedom to say no thank you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Call themselves the state.
Just generally.
And have it be respected. You know, I should be able to say no thank you and have them leave me alone and not put me in a jail cell for not wanting to go along with whatever their government program of the moment happens to be, whether it's Obamacare or whether it's war or whether it's the war on drugs or you fill in the blank of whatever the government program is. If I don't agree with it, I should be able to say no thank you.
That's what freedom is. Freedom is the freedom to say no thank you.
Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts. Dave is listening in Arcadia, California to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, you guys. I would love to comment on something that caller just made, but that's not the reason I did call.
You can do whatever you want in your call.
Well, all right. I called in largely because I think we, most of us, would be a lot more forgiving and understanding of these many breaches and invasions of our privacy, the abuses of this Patriot Act type powers, if we felt we had an honorable government that was in the business of fighting crime and trying to do the right thing. I don't think any of us believe that anymore. We see a government that's there representing the greedy 1%, keeping us disinformed, and going after those who expose corruption in government. And so that, to me, is a pretty unthinkable predicament we're up against, and we got to do something about it.
Dave, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it, as always. Let's go to Steve.
It's a sad state when Democrats and Republicans across this country consider Washington, D.C., this government, to be the enemy.
Let's go to Steve listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good evening.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, my mom taught me a long time ago not to ever get into a conversation about politics or religion, so I'll stay away from that. But
we do it seven nights a week on Free Talk Live sometimes.
I know. And nobody's ever right. You know what I mean? They say you're not right, or you say they're not right. But anyway,
yeah.
I just have a question. See if you've ever heard of this, and if you have, where at. We've got a news station here that I have the app downloaded on my phone. And if, say, there's a robbery or something, they're looking for a suspect, they refuse. They do not give a race. They're just saying they're looking for a male, 5'9", with blue jeans and a red shirt. You know, are we at that point where you're so afraid of offending somebody you can't even give a description by race? Hmm. I mean, is he black, white, Asian? You know, I just think that's pretty...
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I'm the kind of person who I like to think of people as humans and not really think in terms of race. But obviously, if you're trying to find a suspect, that could be useful information.
Well, like if you're trying to meet somebody in a coffee shop and that person, you know, that for whatever reason, their ethnicity is going to stick out,
mm-hmm.
that person's usually going to go ahead and tell you what their ethnicity is just so that you can figure out, you know, who are we talking to here? Or, you know, you're going to know or whatever. And so, I mean, I think when you're talking about giving a description, that ethnicity should be near the top of the list. For other reasons, I'm not that interested in it.
For about 2 years now, they've done it. How do they expect you to hunt for a suspect in a certain area if you don't know? I'm just looking for a red shirt. You know,
good question, Steve.
You see some guy with a red shirt? Take him down, Steve. Take him down.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's get Scott on here real quick. Listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSCFM. Scott.
I want to talk about that raid in Maryland. What troubles me is that it was at 4:30 in the morning. Obviously overkill and heavy-handed, heavily armed.
It troubles me that it happened at all, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Exactly. Well, my concern is they're treating it like it's like they're drug kingpins with MAC-10s, you know, like Miami Vice, and they're going to fire back. And
well, the man had a potato gun. Anything could have happened.
Lake should bring a Vegematic or something.
We'll make some Julian fries.
Get the slap chop out.
A lot of things can happen when you burst in a given house at 4:30 in the morning, and
oh, yeah.
they're going to react differently and grab their firearms. And I think the authorities here are guilty of reckless endangerment.
Absolutely. It's out of control. And, Scott, I wish we had more time for your thoughts.
You,
I appreciate
gentlemen.
Your call tonight, sir. We are out for the evening, but back tomorrow. Mark's got the live Sunday edition
That's right.
He will be hosting with you. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves at that time. We are doing this thing seven nights per week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern. So feel free to join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and have a great weekend. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.